Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Don't start.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there in...
Oh, where's our clapping?
I think you're supposed to announce who we are first before you say that.
Welcome, everyone. This is Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. And...
This is...
Woo! How are you guys been this weekend? Pretty good. Or actually, it's not the weekend yet. This week.
I cried today.
I saw...
Oh,
wait, where'd you go?
I couldn't see
oh,
you.
Oh, I did see the cry video. That was very nice. Looked very good. So you guys, I get nervous doing this every year. I don't know why. The first 15 minutes or so, I'm like, ooh, hot mess.
We should have had some liquor.
We should have.
Before and after.
That would have helped a lot more.
During.
Or a lot better. But we really didn't plan for the show. We never do. So we're just going to talk about whatever comes up.
We do have a fun little game towards the end. Yeah. I think.
No, I don't recall that game.
That's not the name of the game.
Oh, okay, whatever. So, I guess one of the first things we're going to talk about is, and at the last show, Cocktails and Creepups kind of spoke onto it, is like some of the things that we miss about our 20s, or I guess not everyone's the same age, but things that we miss about our 20s, things that we love about our 30s, and things that we hope for our 40s, or whatever generation you're in the next one. So we would talk about that and okay. go from there. So
I thought we were holding off to the end for that one.
Is that the game?
Yeah.
That's not a game.
It wasn't, but it wasn't meant to be a game.
But why'd you say it was a game?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Okay, you're killing me. So, Roger, please.
You're fine. Why are you so fucking nervous? Like, literally, do you want a bucket so you can shit on stage? That would be amazing. Simmer
really
down, cunt.
If I take off my hat, it'll help a little bit.
Excuse me. So, would you like to start off this?
Maybe we should have put a car windshield in front of you guys or something.
Right,
would have felt
right.
better.
Anyways,
that
do you want to start?
Cool. We should have brought, like, a shifting gear and stuff. Although we haven't done a show in forever on the video.
Well, because you... Never mind. Anyways, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Please tell us what you miss about your 20s. Or what you loved about your 20s. Tell us a story
from
your
20s. I got a lot
20s.
Of sex.
Tell us
I was a whore. What's to tell?
Well, we need more than you were a whore. Because probably almost everyone in this room was a whore in their 20s.
Well, there was this one time. I'm just kidding. One thing that I miss about being 20 is probably just like the not having any responsibility, really. Even though you're kind of an adult, that's kind of what I miss. Just kind of being carefree, not really caring about anything. That's
it.
That's really it.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really boring.
One thing that I miss about my 20s is being able to work like 14 hours, and then sleep for 2 hours. And then go out to a club, and then go straight to work, and vomit, and go through a hangover, go back and sleep for 2 hours, then do it all over again. That's the thing I miss the most. Because now I'm just old, and I don't want to go anywhere. What? I can't hear you. What happened?
On behalf of those older than you, fuck off.
Oh. Another thing about my 20s is pretty much, you know, you would spend your rent money on alcohol or whatever you wanted and you really didn't care. You're like, oh, well, I'm going to be homeless. Who cares? You know,
I'm going to live in a car.
Of course, I lived in the mountains of Virginia. So
West.
I'm like, well, whatever. It's already bad.
Well, I mean, there'd be a lot of people to help you out.
They're kind of scary, actually. But, okay. Give us another example of 20s.
You pretty much answered that.
Did you go to college? Did you have any college experiences?
I did. What? It sounds like a commercial. Do you have any college experience? Yeah, I mean, I did. Most of it was spent drinking. Like, I would literally start Wednesday night, because it was dollar drinks, and then Thursday I would go to the next club that was having, like, this huge thing, and then Friday do it again, Saturday, Sunday, and roll my ass in on Monday at, like, 6 in the morning to work, and be like, oh, I'm ready to serve you.
What did you
I
do worked at a bank.
Huh?
They opened at 6 in the morning.
They opened at, like, 6:30, yeah, because I worked in a drive-thru. Okay. So you could just imagine my hungover ass counting your money. 10, 12...
Extra money.
13, 15, 25.
You take the dollar bill, you're just like,
right. Here you go, bitch. That's your dollar. Now, yeah, I mean, that's really what we did. And I did that for a very long time. My liver can explain. It was bad. It was really bad. And of course, like, all of it included smoking, like 2 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, you were a Virginia Slim smoker, is that right?
Yes, and I would have the extra extender. So it was like the extender, then the 120 cigarettes. I was walking around, like, knocking everybody over. Whoosh, I'm sorry. I thought it was
fancy.
It's
like as long as a selfie stick.
Well,
just the original selfie stick.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Except it wasn't taking pictures.
And it was killing you. So we're in our 30s. You could say mid-30s.
Well, I'm still...
I'm in my upper 30s.
Yeah. Like, way upper 30s. Like, I can't even reach
it. Well, pushing 30s. It. But what is the one thing about your 30s that you love?
That I love?
Anybody else, if you guys have anything to say, please
walk to the mic.
Stand up to the mic and talk.
I would probably say that I know myself better. Even though I still have some stuff that I don't like, I like myself a lot better now than I did back then.
Okay. Baron?
I just wanted to say that one of my biggest regrets is that the internet did not exist when I was 20 and I could have been having a lot more sex.
That is correct.
That is a very good point.
Oh, my God.
But do you remember when it came on, it was like AOL was like... like, how the fuck are you going to connect? Now it's like you don't even know what that is.
Could you imagine in the 90s? Well, I really like your CK1 clone.
That is gross.
But you're like...
Fucking cheap.
Like on Grindr or whatever. You know?
It was more like chiseling.
Everything's
at a pad.
Like clink, pixelated. Clink, clink, clink.
It's like, here, you have a message.
You want to go listen to some Nirvana and play video games?
No one says that. Sorry.
Somebody said that in the 90s, I'm sure.
Anyways, hi, Tim.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Hi. So I turned 20 in 1977. What I really miss is paying $20 for an ounce of weed.
I wasn't even born that year.
That seems like a lot. That seems like a lot for 1977. $20?
It was real seedy, though. Yeah, in more ways than one.
To that note, when I was in my 30s, you could buy a gallon of gas for cheaper than a gallon of water. Fact.
I think when I first started driving... I think gas was like 92 cents, maybe.
So what was that, like 1942?
Did you have to like go to the gas station every other year or every other day because they had rations?
When I was a little kid and we would take a road trip to visit my grandparents, I can remember my mom screaming about the fact that gas was 32 cents a gallon and that was highway robbery.
Did you have seatbelts in your car at that time?
We did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's so amazing. Good times.
God, 32-cent gas would be amazing. Right now, it's in Chicago. I think it's like $3.84.
Yeah,
it's really
expensive.
I think it's like the highest, pretty close to being the highest in the country because we have a broken-down refinery next to us.
Okay, I'm the oldest dude here, so when I started driving, it was under 20 cents a gallon. So
that's like heaven. Right.
Ew.
Especially since I
just
got a car.
His forehead is all glistening.
I know. It's like really bad.
He
it's
came
like
through.
Gross. Especially since I just bought a car and the gas is getting crazy now.
And the big thing about that was at that time, you grow a standard. You didn't have an automatic. You had to grab a standard. My dad tried to teach me how to drive on a stator, and he couldn't do it, so my aunt had to do it because I'd go hopping down the road. Mm. So my aunt had to finally teach me how to drive a stator. So, but we didn't have an automatic for till I was way older. So.
I learned on a standard car, and this is a very interesting story, because my dad tried to teach me on the standard car, but I would get so flustered and start laughing that I could not, like, control the car. And he would start, "I'm gonna fucking beat your ass if you don't get this," you know, just, like, going crazy. Not for real, maybe, but... But I would start laughing, and I could not, like, stop laughing. But when he eventually... I got to drive to school for the first time, and I lived on this busy two-way street. So he had my stepmom. He had my stepmom go about a quarter of a mile up one side of the road, and he went on a quarter of a mile the other side of the road, and they both stopped in the street so that I could, like, pull out without having to get in the risk of getting hit by a car.
I've got one I think everyone in this audience can attest to. We should all be really grateful in our 20s and 30s. There was no such thing as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
yes.
Snapchat, cell phone cameras, anything like that. Because if you really think about it, if your parents saw what you did in your 20s,
oh my God,
shit would have gotten real, real fast. So, yeah, that'd be mine.
And I think that's, like, maybe one of the reasons I'm, like, super nervous. Like technology, like, I used to be a person that could go into a group and be fine and everything would be great. But now I'm, like, so nervous in a group. And I think it's just because I'm so used to being able to just text somebody or, you know, I miss being able just to go to someone's house unannounced and just chilling out. And now you can't do that. You have to text them. You have to leave a voicemail. You can't just show up because it's rude. Or they're like, "I fucking hate you. Don't even come here." So
basically the same thing you do to me.
That's the one thing I miss. Yes.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Like, get out.
Yeah.
That's one thing I miss about my 20s, because I was pretty much everywhere and did everything, and I didn't have to answer to anyone. You know, I had no phone to call. I didn't have a home phone because I was young and didn't need it.
And poor.
And I ate at work and didn't buy groceries. That was awesome. But now that's not so awesome. But one thing I like about my 30s now is I like having the knowledge that I have, at least when I communicate with other people. It's not so, like, immature. You respect
really?
Other people. Like, well, no, like, let's just say in my 20s, if somebody invited me to their house for dinner, I would, in my 20s, I'm like, oh, should I bring anything? But in your 30s, you're like, oh, I'll bring something, or I'll bring flowers, or, you know, I'll bring wine. But in your 20s, you're like, fuck, that's free. I'm not, you know, I'm going.
You get free food.
Right. So, but now in your 30s, you kind of, and you don't party as hard either. You'll have, like, a get-together at your house, and it's maybe three or four people instead of 18 people or 20 or whatever. So, what about you, 30s?
I just told
that's
you.
That's it? That's all you have?
Yeah. What do you want? What else do you want me to...
You're boring.
Well, I mean...
So, 40s. What do we hope for that? Career-wise, let me give you some things. Career-wise, will you be living in Chicago still? What do you hope for?
Well, I do not want to live in Chicago after 40, so I would really prefer not living there.
Where would you like to live?
California.
What's your second option?
Christina, the tacos are not as good as in Chicago. I'm sorry, honey. In California. No. Sorry, sweetie. Don't talk to me about fucking tacos or anything like that, because in Chicago, it's way better.
Oh, here we go. We're getting tag teamed by
Are you
California.
Serious? Oh, we're going to totally cut a bit. Serious. You're going to try to tell me that in the white bread Midwestern city of the world, they make fucking tacos.
Yes, and they're fucking
We're like five
delicious.
Feet from the Mexican border, and you're telling me that
does
you
that
have
don't
better
mean
tacos?
Shit, honey.
We are
that
too.
Does not
I
mean
think not. I think not. Eat your poutine and your deep dish pizza and shut the fuck up.
No, we don't honey. Have that in Chicago.
You got to remember that we are the second largest to Mexicans, so we have tons of great. I've been
Chicago
in several.
Is the places. Second largest to Mexicans?
Oh, yeah, we have a huge Mexican community. It's real.
No.
It's totally real. But I will tell you that our tacos are better. I'll send you some so you can taste yourself.
No, you
oh, yeah,
can't do
because
that.
They'll be so worth it after being sent
they'll
to my
They'll be marinated
house from
enough
Chicago.
So you can taste them.
That's fucking nasty.
Especially with the sour cream on it. And we don't eat poutine in Chicago. I've never seen that.
I've never
eaten
that.
I don't think. I mean, I think we have it, but I just never have ordered it because it... I think I had this discussion with the Canadians. I'm like, it's kind of... There's one of them.
It's kind of delicious.
Oh, okay. No, it's like, why is there... There's too much. Like, at one time. It has fries, right?
Yeah.
Gravy. Fries. Some kind of cheese curd thing.
Cheese curds topped with gravy.
That's and is it like chicken gravy, brown gravy?
You can have any kind of gravy you want.
I don't know. Oh, I'm just, good. It looks weird. That's, it looks like somebody already ate it.
Sound good? Timmy, excuse me.
Okay, we had poutine for the first time in June, and it's very scary looking, but it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious.
And there's like different kinds. Like you can get like coleslaw and shit on it, right? Stuff like that. Or is it just gravy?
Tank brought it to the table for all of us.
Were you guys on your cruise?
It was before we left on the cruise.
Oh, okay.
So,
maybe I'll try it one day.
Yeah, I've never tasted that.
Like, I like mashed potatoes and I like gravy, but I don't know if I like cheese on top of that.
Christina lives in San Jose, California, ranked 76th in the number of Mexicans. Chicago's not even on the list.
Oh, that's so sad. We still have better tacos. Yeah, we do. Yeah. No. Yeah, we do.
I have to represent the chat room right now.
Oh, I can't see it.
As Tank Huffington just said, you say poutine is too much. Have you seen a Chicago dog or Chicago pizza?
No,
that's too much.
No. Chicago dogs are gross. I don't eat those.
I will say the Chicago pizza
is awful. The green relish thing?
Yeah, and the tomatoes and the lettuce.
No.
It's gross.
Shame.
But the pizza is really good. Yeah.
Three words. Experts in nothing.
Wait, what?
Three words. Experts in nothing.
Oh, yes. We licensed in everything, which is statistics, I guess.
Yes.
But we know nothing about anything.
No, we don't.
So obvious.
Well, I don't know. I still say Chicago tacos are much better than California tacos, but it's just me.
What is the big difference? I don't...
Well, honey, you're
make
welcome to your opinion. It's wrong. But you're welcome to it.
Yeah.
What is the difference with the tacos? Is there anything different other than...
Authenticity.
Yeah, there are more authentic in Chicago.
No!
Yeah.
All right, so we're off topic. We got onto food, which is amazing. I haven't had Popeyes
yet. California has officially decided Roger is not allowed to live there. Ever. So when you turn 40, just understand you're stuck in Chicago for the rest of your life. We've taken a poll. You're not allowed. Sorry.
The whole state of California.
No. Hey, is there apparently the one person of Hispanic descent who's not allowed in California ever?
I was going to say, you're Hispanics, Roger, so I think you're more of an expert than Christina to say what a better taco is. I don't know.
I'm not going
to
state the obvious. You know.
Mom makes a good taco.
Come visit where I live, honey. Oh. Come visit where I live.
Then I'll take over the argument. No.
Thank you, Rico. Sweetie.
Well, you know, it's just because they haven't had any of Mexican tacos in Chicago, so that's probably why they don't know the difference. They
Roger,
like that shitty taco in California.
Sweetie, you harass her for another minute or two, and she's going to send Donald Trump to build a wall around your house.
Oh, Donald Trump, I don't want to even go there. I don't want to be mad right now. I'm still super nervous. But in my 40s, I hope to be retired. That's a joke. Everyone laugh.
Well, aren't you kind of, since you don't really do anything?
Oh, yeah, I do nothing.
The biggest thing that happened in your 40s, I can remember that barely. But for guys, you go through a midlife crisis. I don't know if it's the same thing as the women thing, but guys do have a midlife crisis during their 40s that you kind of have to deal with. So
that makes me nervous. I can't hear you.
The biggest midlife crisis for the 40s is starting a podcast. So I think you're off to a running head start there.
I think I'm going to stop in my 40s with the podcast. That's probably like a...
Yeah! Yay!
Go ahead.
Do the podcast. It's a lot cheaper than the two red convertible sports cars that happened in my 40s and midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I was going to say, I've driven a sports car my entire life to keep from people saying when I get 40 and have a sports car that it's my midlife crisis, because I've been driving one all along. So
it's because you're rich.
No.
Well, he lives in Arkansas, so it's like everything's really
yeah,
cheap.
Yeah, they're so cheap. They're so cheap there.
Exchange rate's really high.
Huh? No, like in my 40s, I hope that I'm able to just have a good group of friends.
I think live my life till 40.
Live my life with my dogs, and hopefully I can. Hopefully in my 40s, I'm almost close to there, but I could do more with, you know, sick animals or animals that need to be adopted or they need any kind of help. I can be like transporter or whatever to get them where they need to be. But yeah, it's kind of scary though.
Why is it scary?
Well, in your 40s, things start happening to your body that just doesn't seem right.
Okay.
Like you start having more medical conditions and like your back hurts and you're like, oh, get out of my yard. If I had a yard, but I don't.
Get
have
out
one,
of my
so.
Way. Now, how many of us have seen that commercial where they talk about a certain percentage of men over 40 have this certain condition that they're trying to sell us a medication for? So that's certainly something to look forward to. I think, you know, what is it they say? Like 50% of men over 40 have ED issues.
Oh, you can say it.
Yeah, erectile dysfunction, I guess.
Ew, no one says that.
Yeah, no, well, phrase. Yeah. And while I'm up here, I just have to say one thing that being from Texas, when I was in California with my Latino partner, we were searching high and low for decent Mexican food. Now, maybe it was because we were in, like, Palm Springs, and maybe that's a... Yeah, that's... It just seemed like everything was swimming in cheese in California. And I was like, well, I'll get fajitas. They probably can't mess that up. And so I think what I was trying to do, I was trying to get chili rellenos get back in Texas. Oh, yeah. And it was like soup, cheese soup. Ew. With a little green. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, I think that Chicago,
we have Rick Bayless. That says enough.
Well, yeah. You know, it's kind of like one of
and
those
things. And he went all
that...
over through Mexico to study his cuisine, so I think we kind of beat them.
Well,
that's okay. There's a difference of opinion.
Gosh. If any of you are flying through Chicago on the way home, they have, in the United and American terminal, you can get some tortas fronteras or something like that. It's very good. I recommend the milanesa.
Thank you, Tom, for... when I went to California, I didn't really have Mexican food when I was there. Like, Christian took me to all, like, these, like, vegan, vegetarian places, and I was like, oh, I can't have a plastic cup or anything here.
They bring it to you in their hands.
Right. It's like the bird brings it to you. Drink it. Yes, Gary.
I'm from Texas, but, of course, I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico now. And... I'm not going to get into the fight on New Mexico Mexican food, but the biggest problem in New Mexico is you have to figure out if you want green or red.
Oh, red sauces?
Yeah, green or red. And they, of course, we've got the hatch peppers, you know, that are really jalapenos, and you know, I like Tex-Mex food. And you don't in Texas you don't have to figure out if you want red or green, so that's
we have red and green where we are too. Yeah.
But they don't ask you every time you go get a
enchilada. Oh, they just put it on there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but in New Mexico you have to tell them whether you want red or green. I mean, that's the question. And I like Tex-Mex food. You don't have to tell me. It's usually just red.
It
just
plays up. So. I like the green sauce.
Yeah, Tony makes the green sauce all the time, too, with tomatillos and cilantro and onions and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like, having a Mexican spouse, I'm like, can we have something other than Mexican today, please? Because it's like, to him, it's everyday food. So I'm like, can we have a sandwich instead of being on a tortilla? You know? Or can we have something that doesn't have cheese on it for a second? Because that would be nice, too.
Shame.
Oh, wait, what happened?
Shame.
Oh. So we have some feedback that we're just going to read from some listeners and all that good stuff. We have an email. What's that, huh?
You have listeners?
No, none at all. Thank you for being here.
Fives of tens of people is affected by
right.
this podcast.
I'm so sorry. So
it's nice that they use the same thing they say about themselves.
So a couple shows ago, we had someone email us. We named her Graham Graham Debs.
Oh yes, we love Graham Graham.
She is a person that is older. She's a grandmother. She listens to our show. You know, we asked her a few questions, and she replied to some of them. So I was going to read some of her replies.
Go ahead.
So it says, "Hi, Roger and Ricky. Loved the last podcast, especially when you mentioned me. The only other time anyone mentioned me on a podcast was when my shrink was being interviewed, and he referred to me as one of my patients. Not nearly as much fun as you guys. It was so interesting to hear all the people who wrote or voicemailed in. You deserved all the support. The answer to some of your questions. Joey from Cocktails and Cream Puffs was listing some podcasts he liked, and yours was one of them." I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Thank you, Joey. He's not here.
No, but he's probably outside.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you, Wendy. That's how I found out about you. So she said, don't feel worried. I think it's because I was like, oh, did he say he hated us? Because I wasn't for sure or something like that. About my sex life, because we asked Graham Graham Debs, she implied that her sex life was really good. So we're like, ooh, tell us about it.
Tell us what old sex is like.
You're the only grandma vagina we want to know about, but we will.
It's funny. I want to know what they do. I fear the details.
About my sex life, what it was back in the good old days and what it is now are two different things. Nothing is broken. Everything still functions properly, and I'm happy to say that. But if you were to ask me what I did back in those days, I would reply like Willem on RuPaul's Drag Race reunion show, that when they asked him what he did to get kicked off the show, he said, "What didn't I do?" Oh. Ooh, Graham Grams.
She a little freaky deaky.
Right. There were a few things I didn't do. Well, we need to know what those are now, because I want to know what you didn't do. And the list might Fisting. Be shorter to go through. So, she said she was very lucky. It was before the AIDS crisis. Now I have been married to the same man since 19.
She's a little wild.
She said, "Now I have been married to the same man since 1983. Were you even born then? Thank God he's younger than me. That's all you get for now." Graham Graham Debs, I was alive in 1983. I was 5. Mm. Were you born yet?
I was, no.
Yes, you were born.
Maybe.
You were like 3 or 4 or something like that. Yeah. Let's see. "None of your talk about sex, vaginas, penises, etc. bothers me. I find humor in all of it. I lived in San Francisco area for 30 years, and for the last 7 years, the most popular morning show radio show here is Fernando and Greg in the Morning. They are 2 gay guys and they're straight producer. They podcast their show and also have a weekly podcast with Heklina, who is a drag queen.
Oh, yeah.
They talk very openly about their lives and are really funny. I got addicted to them, and I'm still a fan. You might like to check them out. The majority of their audience is women, oddly enough. This is long enough. If you run out of stuff to talk about and you want to read this, you can. Thank you, because we clearly had nothing to say.
Thank you, Graham Dubs.
I don't mind. I won't take it personal. So thank you very much, Graham Dubs. She was a person that we found out listened to our show that was way out of the demographic that we're used to. And it was very surprising and was just kind of shocked. No one's ever contacted us like that before, so it was good.
But it was
sweet. We have a phone call, too, but I'll wait. Anne Marie Parker, she's always emailing us. Wait, where is her email? Here we go. We had talked about Sally Struthers and to know if she was still on TV.
The pictures are amazing.
Right. She always sends us an email that has a bunch of pictures in it and words. So she'll like for a whole sentence or a paragraph, she'll just put like a picture for it. So she has a picture of Sally Struthers in real life, batshit crazy looking. And then they have her on
South Park,
batshit crazy looking.
Like this.
She said, "You guys made me laugh so hard in this episode." She sent the picture. See, perfect example. Sally Struthers and starving children are still on TV. But someone wrote in to complain Roger was holding himself for ransom. I'm much more worried about the Ethiopians. Get some perspective, people. And then she sent a picture of the Ethiopian kid in South Park. And then
which is really just like a... It's a black circle with like a black stick figure body. It's really horrible. I don't know the show, so I don't know.
You guys should. What are you gonna say? Go ahead.
It's Starvin' Marvin, and every time he talks show, he just goes like that. It's really funny. And then Sally Struthers comes out and takes his food and eats it herself.
Aww. Sounds like sad.
It sounds like my dogs. I think you guys should do your Pride 48 Vegas show on the U.S. naturalization test. You can give out bags of cheesy poofs to people who get the answer right. It would be worth it just to yell, "No, Marvin, those are my cheesy poofs." So I guess that's the episode you're talking about, right? At the people who got the questions wrong, or do teams. There will be people from Canada and Australia and other countries there. Have them play against the Americans and see which one does better.
Damn, we should have thought about that.
Well, I had the email for weeks, so. But you don't have the email on your phone, mm-mm. So you never look at it.
No.
Worst co-host ever.
Nothing?
No, okay. Can we play a phone call on this? Adam, can we play a phone call? Is that how we just use the phone, right? Go ahead. Like, I have it plugged into here, right? Okay. So can you talk a little bit so I can get this cued?
Hi.
So why do you don't have anything to say on the show, but as soon as like we fucking go into a room, you're like...
I'm liking this because you barely talk when we're in the fucking room.
Because I don't like you.
Oh my God. Wait till you're asleep.
All right, here
and
we go.
Snoring.
Yeah, I have a snoring problem, you guys. Apparently, I'm told every 30 seconds about it.
Because that's how much I'm reminded when I'm sleeping next to you.
And then Melinda, our...
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Roger. It's Jimmy Bear. I'm a little upset about something. I was just listening to episode 636, and you guys were making light of the Jared from Subway situation and the things that he had done. And I think we should all just maybe take a step back a little bit, maybe even take a cue from the Subway Corporation, because when they even caught a hint that there was something going on, not only did they sever all ties with Jared Fogle, but they also took all chicken off their menu. I just had to get that off my chest. I love you guys. Have a good day.
I think that's sad. It makes me nervous. Thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. And I liked your joke. It was funny. Everybody else thought it was funny, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we have nothing else to talk about. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, we could talk about... No.
We can talk about our time. Go ahead.
Actually, I believe they're going to also drop their logo, Eat Fresh, as well, just to help.
Hi.
Hi. Why did I bring this?
Astro what is it? Vibe. I can't see it. Oh, why did you ask him for that?
I don't think so. Oh. did we say it?
What?
I can't remember. Did we say bring lube?
Oh, what was it for?
That's right. I remember. Okay. Yes.
But what was it for?
No, because he was coming from Australia. And I think. Did you ask what you needed or something? Or did I just say, we need you to bring... Because I can't remember.
Senior moment.
Totally. We're so senior old. Moment. Senior but moment. And I don't listen to the show, so I don't know.
Never listens to the show.
Go ahead, Baron.
Two things. Mm-hmm. How many times have you eaten at Popeye's since you've been here?
Zero. Zero, because I'm supporting my spirit mommy. She's on a diet.
Okay.
Melinda. Hmm? Oh, how many times in Chicago? Once a week.
I ate it once.
Yeah, it's not, but I'll still eat it anywhere I go because I appreciate good chicken.
And could you tell us a little bit about your plans to become vegetarian? I'm very fascinated.
Oh, God. Really?
Yes, Ricky. So, explain
well,
that.
Well, it just... Because lately, I've felt kind of hypocritical with the whole, you know, I have these animals in my house and, you know, I post all these posts about on Facebook about, you know, you should save these animals, you should help, you can donate, you know, you can spend your time. But then here I am, like, gnawing down on, like, a fucking chicken breast, like it's going out of style. And it, like, while I'm doing it, I have, like, this guilt that's
yes,
like...
Yes, 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 Scott.
Do you have any plants in your house?
Yes, I do have
oh,
plants.
Oh, hypocrite.
And I just kind of, like, as I'm eating, it's kind of like, oh, God, I really can't do this kind of thing. But then I have a Mexican husband who can only eat chicken, so it's like we're constantly eating chicken all the time. I don't eat a bunch of red meat already. And yes,
so I'm not religious, but for Lent I gave up meat. Mm-hmm. And it really isn't that hard, honestly. It's not.
The only thing I think I'll miss is fried chicken, though. And my coworkers are like, my coworkers at work, they're like, it's Tuesday.
And you're gonna be
there's
like,
a special.
Yay, I'm gonna eat, you know, fried tofu.
They actually make a really, really great, like, tofu based
no
fried chicken.
Stop. No, thank you.
Thing.
Shame,
not
shame. But I really want to try. I think how I'm gonna do this is maybe do vegetarian like one time a week, and then like maybe in 4 weeks go to 2 days. And try it that way, because I just feel super guilty about it. And one person can make a difference no matter what you're doing. Recycling, saving animals, you know, protecting the earth, whatever.
I'll email you all of my recipes. You won't need to do that. Honestly, it's not as hard as it sounds.
I hope so.
I promise.
I don't want to have to come kill you when I need a cheeseburger.
Exactly. As Amy said, it's not that hard. And also, you just have to remember, buy fresh, buy everything you're going to, like, make, and get used to eating at home.
Right.
And if you don't like tofu, don't do tofu.
No, I do like tofu. I just don't think it can ever taste like fried chicken. But I was telling Roger and I was telling Melinda that what I want to try to do is... Because I go by like 5 grocery stores on the way home, I want to try to go daily to get the items instead of buying items for like a week.
So, but are you planning to become a vegetarian or vegan?
No, not vegan. I could not do that.
Hell no, not vegan. I mean, just you can't.
No, I can't. I'm sorry, I can't. If you're vegan, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I have to have cheese, and I have to have milk, and I have to have butter and
just bacon. Exactly.
My shoes. Well, I have to try leather. To go from leather shoes to plastic or whatever. But
it would not be plastic.
Leather.
Is the provider the cook in the family? Does he cook all the meals?
No, he doesn't cook all the meals. We share the duty, but usually when he cooks, it's Mexican. We share the cooking duty.
Okay, I have a question for the audience. How many audience members are vegetarian? How much work goes into being or preparing vegetarian meals? Zero? Really? I don't believe that.
Well, it's more than salads, I hope, because I can't do just salads all
I don't think
the time.
There's anything extra that you have to do in terms
just
of
leave
being
the
a
meat
vegetarian.
Out, right?
Yeah, you just leave the
but
meat
I
out.
But I think it's smart starting, you know, one day a week for you, mm-hmm. for you. That's a perfect plan.
I think you guys know that I never cook. I always eat out, and if you're at a nice restaurant,
we've heard that about you.
Maybe not Popeyes, but if you ask them to remove the meat from a dish, usually it's not a problem.
Well, and where we go,
that would be like getting fries and mashed potatoes at Popeyes. I'm sorry, can I get fried chicken?
No chicken. Yeah, and you can't get the mashed potatoes, or you can't get the gravy because it has meat in it.
Right, and you can't get.
And
the
that's
gravy.
Another thing too is like, it's going
like
to be hard.
See how long he'd last?
It'll be hard to say, oh, that has chicken broth in it. Can I eat that, or can I eat it? You know, if like the chicken broth is made in a huge stew for like 100 people in a restaurant. I mean, is it okay because only a certain amount of chickens were used for a certain amount of people? You know, it's like I have to overthink. I'm overthinking it. But.
Ricky, sweetie, yes. Just don't ever forget when the rubber meets the road, bacon grows on trees.
I don't like bacon, too. And I can never eat it at home because my spouse can't have it. So when I fry it, he's like, oh, what's that smell? He's grossed out.
Yummy not goodness. Talking about the bacon.
No.
So, okay, you're talking about like trying to eat healthier and get, you know, you're talking about vegan as far as the leather shoes. Don't you have like 15 bags that you love?
Well, I will have to say that
one
half
of
the bags
leather.
Are not. I was going to say, not
only one of them
is leather. Not all of his bags are leather. Most of them
are. Enough of them are that he's talked about on the show coveting. For months before he bought them,
the one is all leather. It's all
the saddle bag.
Yeah, the saddle leather.
How
bag.
Often do you wear it?
Every night.
The colostomy bag.
How dare you?
You have a leather colostomy bag. That's
yes.
awesome.
It's so
yes,
nice.
Honey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ricky, I'd rather be dead than give up meat. I'm an animal lover through and through, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, though, I gave up meat for Lent for an extended period of time because I'm like, this is going to be healthy. No, I ate worse. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, oh, I need something to put on pasta. Let's load on butter and cheese, or let's put mayonnaise on things.
Mayonesa.
Do you eat? Will you be eating any fish? Or are you giving up all things that at one point were breathing and living and reproducing?
Fish. I think I would probably eat. I'll eat eggs and things like that. But I don't know. I mean, I just don't know what I'll.
So,
end up.
Are you going to put a line, a division of like everything leather I owned from this point on, I get to keep, and then nothing more? Or are you going to get rid of it all because that's what those crazy people
no,
do?
No, I won't get rid of it because I like my back too much. It already died. I'm going
to
keep it.
Right. That's a testament to its life.
Died by the hands of the leather people.
That's. I will go to Amets and buy fur coats and be like, I want you to live on, my friend. Right. Absolutely.
And I don't know if it's
in my closet.
It's not even... Well, I mean, of course, it's probably a little healthier to eat less meat, but the more of my guilt is just the animals... dying,
but what,
or actually not just being mistreated.
But
when
what
they
happens
pass away.
To those animals if people don't eat them? Then people are going to say you can't reproduce. Have you ever been in Key West? Chickens everywhere.
Well, my thing, I mean it's fine.
Oh, don't talk
it's
about
just...
the swinks like that.
And I'm even all about like animals that are like treated fairly, and you know they're treated with respect and. Die, you know, the right
it's
way.
It's not going
to
last.
There's really no right way to die as an animal. But, you know, they're treated with respect when they pass or when they're killed.
They're suicidal and they have the option. Like, you're like, you, Henny, you can either go that way, okay? Or you can go there where the swirling blades are. And if Henny's like, fuck this shit, and walks in, you're like, lunch. Does that work for you? Do they get to choose?
No. Hi, can I get a box of fried chicken, please?
I mean, I would much rather eat an animal that is like free roam and gets massages and all that stuff, or, you know, it's just out there doing its thing, other than just like put alive on a hook and then put down a line and
if they
no
have
one cares.
Crab tonight at the buffet, how many plates are you gonna get?
Oh, at least 15. And I don't know if I kind of don't feel the same towards fish. I kind of don't feel the same towards that. I don't know why. I can't hear you. What? Huh?
We can't hear you guys. You guys gotta step to the mic.
I said the crab. I'm eating a piece of bacon. I said the crab legs grow back, but TJ says they do not. What? She just works in wildlife.
Did you pick that off of Wendy? Do not grow back because they crack the like, crab in half
I don't,
and throw its
she
guts
doesn't
away,
know what she's. Ignore they, the woman.
I used to work in seafood.
I don't believe
they
it.
They kill the crab.
What about the blue crabs? Actually, the blue crabs, they mark them and they only take one arm. I watched The Deadliest Catch.
So, okay, so I can cut off one of your arms and that would be okay?
Those animals, that shit grows
no,
back.
No, no.
They're designed
still,
that way.
Those animals still die in huge numbers because of that mutilation of having the claw taken off or having the arm taken off. It is still going to kill them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah, I agree.
Taking health and lifestyle advice from Joey Buhecker. Think it over.
Yeah.
While he's eating bacon.
I'm going to tell you, go to a restaurant with Baron. He may be a vegetarian, but he eats shit.
Oh.
He eats french fries and a beer.
That's what
That
most,
is not healthy.
Most pseudo-vegetarians, that's what they do, is they eat really
shit. He just
shitty.
Has disorders. That's why he's built like that. It has nothing to do with
I'm going
to
get a bag of Cheetos because that's vegetarian. That's what that is.
And there's probably some kind of meat in that.
You know what?
I know.
That's
IRC.
Not beer. That's not fucking beer.
What is it?
That's not beer.
I don't know.
Baron doesn't drink beer.
Oh, yeah, that's not beer. So yeah, that's my kind of dilemma that I'm trying to go over and think about, and I'm nervous to research it because I don't like to see pictures and all that stuff, and so. But Melinda said, "Oh, I have plenty of stuff I can send you that my friend will send you," and I'm like, oh, "I don't want to kill myself."
You feel really bad.
Yes, Babalu.
Hi, Babalu.
Hello.
Can you please say it in Spanish first?
No.
Oh.
I will translate. Other than the animal abusive aspect, there's also the environmental aspect. Would you mm-hmm. consider eating like crickets or bugs? Because I think that's fascinating, and I would kind of try that once at least.
I don't. Maybe only if I was starving to death.
Well, I've seen them, like, they had different flavors. I saw, like,
they have, like, Cajun flavors and stuff like that.
Right, Cajun flavors and stuff like that.
Yeah. I would probably be open to it, but not as a regular thing. Like, I could not, like, have someone come over and be like, oh, here's a plate of crickets. Or here's some grasshoppers that have been dipped in chocolate, you know.
But those are, yeah, I don't know if I could do that.
But, like, worms or something like that, I couldn't do it. But did you say rabbit and bacon?
Like I've seen shows where they like they take like this big old like worm.
Oh no! But these are like
it's like nasty.
These are like they look like the whole cricket or
yeah.
grasshopper. Or
they're, like that, but they're they like, have like a lot of protein.
But
in
they
them or
wrapped
something.
Around. I mean, you could see like it's it
like
looks
a fig
like it's
and bacon.
In something, and so
like
it doesn't
you stick
look
the cricket
like
the in the
cricket.
Middle.
I would try it.
Have you haven't tried it before?
No, but I would try it.
All
right.
I don't know if I would or not. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
We have a question for the audience. Does anybody know where we can get a cricket before 10 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Video podcast.
It's on, bitch.
If anybody, do it. Where's the concierge desk?
I'll get one.
All we have to do is find a fishing store. There will be crickets there.
Or a pet store. Yeah.
Would you eat a live cricket on our
no,
show?
No, I wouldn't eat a live cricket.
Or you should have came a little bit earlier. We had a lot
no.
of crickets earlier.
Oh, we see.
They have to come sealed in a bag with some sort of flavor.
Like already dead.
Okay, but
you
were saying
the,
in this room.
Vegetable.
Hey. You were saying in this room.
Excuse me.
Of all these people, that you would eat a cricket tomorrow.
Yes, I would.
You would eat a cricket tomorrow. On our show.
Yes.
They're going to start making out. It's going to turn into hotness.
There you go. All right, everybody saw it. If we can get a cricket, he will eat it live on our show tomorrow.
Maybe RC can help with that flavored in a bag part of the equation.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he has a lot of flavored items that he could provide.
In his fun bags? I mean, her fun bags?
to, to bring it full circle, I've got a prediction for Ricky in his 40s.
Oh, okay.
CPAP machine.
It's interesting that you say that because I have an appointment when I get back from here to go to a doctor and see about it. But I'm hoping that eating healthier and trying to, like, go to the gym and walk a little more will, you know, maybe I'll lose some weight and it'll go away. And I can stop taking Ambien, which really scares me because I want to take it all the time.
You won't be able to nap like you used to. Because then you'll have to put that on.
No, I love to nap, you guys.
You're going to have to put that bitch on.
We took a nap today. Like, a two-hour nap, right?
Oh, is that what you call that? Because I couldn't sleep.
Well, that's because you were being a whore on Grindr.
No, that's because your fucking ear, your mouth is all up on my ear.
I want to let you guys know that he snores too, but I respect him as an individual, and I do not make fun of him.
Melinda has to sleep with fucking ear thingies in her ear because she doesn't want to hear you.
Well, she heard you too.
She didn't say anything. I asked
Melinda,
her.
Melinda, I need you to verify that you heard him.
I'm sorry, but I cannot tell a lie. I didn't hear him.
Oh, stop it. You don't
But I
me.
Can hear you through my earplugs.
But you still sleep, though, right? You still sleep well. Yes. Right. I'm sorry. I snore.
Oh, yeah, and Melinda.
No, that's the reason why she sleeps well. Because it's because it's cold. Because our room is at 60 degrees, whatever the lowest it'll go to.
And that's unfortunate because I can't go any lower.
She has two blankets, a sheet. She's wearing a coat. She has socks on. She's like, I still need my parka.
So the real question is, do you hear him stop breathing? Which means the CPAP is definitely in his future.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it's like a long fucking note. Like, he's dreaming about being Mariah Carey. And it's like,
oh, like you live.
And then it stops. And then he picks right back up.
So we only have
and then he had the nerve when you were taking your nap to bitch because I elbowed him.
Because he poked me. I'm like, respect me and let me sleep. So we only have a few minutes. I want to say thank you to the people that came here
to see us.
Hopefully, as the shows go through, we can spend more time with you guys. I also want to thank the Pride 48 community for
embracing the shit show that it is.
Right, but bidding on the ornaments that we had.
Oh my god, that's so
because
amazing.
Because that was amazing. Woo!
$1 at a time, Taylor.
Oh, are we? I hear someone talking and.
They're talking.
Oh, okay. But hopefully next year someone could surpass, or whatever year we have the ornaments, someone can surpass our record. I highly doubt it, but good luck with that. But how much longer do we have? Has it been 4 minutes?
Any year ornament comes out,
oh, okay. Any other questions? Were there any questions in the chat room? We can't see it, so we don't know. Is there anything going on in there?
Is Janet Jackson going on tour?
Yes, actually, her opening night is Monday. Yes, I'm really excited. Can't wait.
Yeah. As you know, probably don't know. Oh, yeah, I think you do, that I kind of like drove the prices up on those ornaments, especially for Pod as my co-pilot.
Way to go, Ant.
But sadly, I was asleep at the helm. And you won. But no,
well,
kidding.
You know what happens.
Shame.
Is this what shame feels like? Because it's excellent.
But no, I just want to thank you, for your donations for the coloring that you've done.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I was at Mr. S. Leather about a couple of weeks ago, and I was making my purchase, they were giving away these little gifts. And I thought, oh, these are perfect for Ricky. And so I present to you some nice gay adult coloring books.
Oh! Thank you. We have Captain Morgan USMC. Let's open up.
What does it say in the front? Oh, it's called Manhood
very
Rituals
interesting.
One.
Oh, we have 20 seconds. We're about to go, but doesn't this look interesting, everyone? Can you wait? I cannot wait to post that on Facebook.
All right,
and thank you for
everyone.
Filming us, Christina. All right, it's time for us to go, right? We're about to go.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys.
We appreciate it.
We really
appreciate
your feedback. Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377. You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/Foul Monkeys and make sure you like our page. You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us,
you hate us.
I mean, left at yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.